I'm Mark Brazel, and this is the Book Club at 91.7. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Of course, all the authors on the show this morning will be at Books by the Banks down at the Duke Energy Convention Center, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. And among the many author guests will be Daniel Wright, who is the chef and founder of The Senate. You may know their great hot dogs and much more. They have a cookbook out. Daniel Wright and his wife, Lana, are here in the studio with me to talk about Senate, Street, and Savory, the new cookbook. Welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I want to begin by asking what prompted this cookbook, because you do make it clear early on there, Daniel, that, actually it's not you, it's Courtney Sestouris who says, I sat at the bar and bugged him to do this cookbook. Is that really how it happened?
It is. I mean, I thought one day, hopefully, we would put out a cookbook. But it was Jose Salazar was a good friend of mine and a very good friend of Courtney's. And the two of them had kind of discussed one. And Jose was just in the process of opening his new restaurant, Salazar. And he's like, I don't have time to do a cookbook. I really want one. You know who should really do a cookbook, who really, really, you know, where I think there's this need in the market is Dan. You should really talk to Dan about doing this book. And then, you know, we had started kind of, you know, I guess kind of like throwing the idea around a little bit. But, you know, she'd come in and she'd eat the hot dogs and she'd eat the mussels. And she's like, people need this recipe.
Well, how is it as chef to share your recipes? It's almost as if you're giving away the magic, and there's a lot of magic at Senate.
There's definitely, you know, the thing is that, you know, we do fun, creative new dogs every single day, and some of these are kind of like the greatest hits and the dogs that we love. But, you know, I think that, you know, and I'll say this with kind of the mussel recipe is, yes, it's in there. You know what? People love them, and if you want to come and eat them, you can come and eat them. If you want to make them at home, you can make them at home. You're going to realize that it's probably more pain in your butt to make them at home, and it's a lot easier. There's less pots to clean by just continuing to come into the restaurant. But, you know, I don't see any harm in kind of giving the recipes away. I feel like it's kind of like, you know, we're a file cabinet and we have to get rid of some stuff so we can continue to come up with new creative things.
And Lana, what did you think when he brought up the idea about a cookbook? Did you have any, you know, feelings like this might be giving away the magic?
I did, but I was kind of against it at first. I just kind of thought about it as like kind of exposing our, you know, ourselves and our story and kind of telling people maybe too much information, but I think people want to know about the recipes and our story.
And it is not just a cookbook. This really is a story of Senate and you as a couple. I mean, how did that feel? Was that something that Courtney brought up that she wanted to share the story? Because you have a lovely love story that is interspersed throughout this book and, you know, that really does enhance the recipes, if you may. I mean, was that something you thought would be important?
Well, I think that part of our success has kind of been that I think people are in love with the idea of a husband and wife duo. They were kind of in love with the story of it more than I think, not to say that they weren't in love with the food, Dan, of course.
No offense.
No offense. But I think they really kind of were interested in, you know, who we were and that we started it together and, you know, the struggle behind the story of, you know, I met Dan in Chicago and I moved there and I brought him to my hometown, which is Cincinnati. And, you know, it's really neat how he embraced the city. And it's really, you know, he knows more about the history of Cincinnati than I do. It's kind of embarrassing, but he really kind of just came in here and just threw himself into the culture of Cincinnati. He really, really likes it. So I admire him for that, and I love him for that, you know, that he loved my hometown. But yeah, I think that was part of what draws people to kind of our story.
And I think there's something that needs to be said about, you know, what it is like to be a husband and wife duo. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and it might not just be the restaurant industry, that, you know, work with their spouses. And it just, you know, it's kind of like the fun, you know, I guess, tales of what it is like to, you know, I know I'm a pain in her ass. I know that already, you know, but it happens, you know. It's like, this is what it's like really to work in the, you know, the restaurant industry. And then, you know, and I think that we have great people that work with us. So there's a little bit about that, and you know the characters that make the that make the establishment run the way that it does in there. So we felt like, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at if it wasn't for our staff. So there's definitely a little bit of gratitude in there in telling people the story of, you know, they know these individuals because they come in and eat. You know, they're greeted at the front door. You know, these are the people that are, you know, washing the dishes. They're the people that are, you know, making the cocktails and serving the table. So, you know, we wanted to tell the story of like exactly what Senate was and how we got to Senate, how we got the idea of, you know, doing a restaurant. A gourmet hot dog restaurant, essentially, in Over the Rhine, you know, 5 years ago when, you know, nobody was doing, you know, restaurants in OTR.
Amazing stuff. Daniel Wright, the founder of Senate, a great eating establishment in Over the Rhine, here with his wife, Lana, talking about Senate, Street and Savory, the cookbook. Daniel will be at Books by the Banks and at a panel at 1 o'clock. Later on today, and the cookbook available where books are sold. You can find a link to learn more at wvxu.org. And I wanted to ask you, you talk about these people who are involved and really in reading this cookbook. And this is a cookbook, one of the first cookbooks I've read cover to cover because of all that's in there. I mean, they're the little blurbs that go along with the recipes, but the stories you tell, Lana's side of things, your side of things, starting this restaurant. But also that staff, and it really does come across as a family effort, even though these are very diverse personalities.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, I can't give enough gratitude to the guys and girls that come in every day and, you know, kind of continue to make Senate what it is. And, you know, we absolutely love them. And I think in even writing this book, you know, Courtney was kind of the perfect person to write this book with. You know, it was the second book that she had done. And, you know, I think that she, you know, she wanted to put out an incredible book. And, you know, I collect cookbooks. I've got hundreds of cookbooks. And to me, you know, I've, you know, read a lot of them kind of, you know, cover to cover. And I've read some of them where I've just flipped through and done a couple recipes out of them. But, you know, we wanted to do a cookbook that was, first of all, accessible to everybody. You know, the recipes were actually relatively easy. You know, if you want to know how to make the trailer park dog, you can do that. If you want to know how to make a foie gras torchon, it's actually in the book. So it's really kind of the degrees of what you want to do in this book, which I think is kind of, you know, a lot of them seem a little bit very cerebral and you may or may not do them. And, you know, I think after collecting all the books that I have and, you know, being an avid cookbook fan that, you know, we kind of knew right off the bat, like what kind of book we wanted. And accessibility was probably the number one thing.
I wanted to ask, I found it fascinating how you come up with some of the names that you you make a comment somewhere in the book where you talk about how the cooks have started looking at gossip sites and watching TMZ to come up with names for the dogs, like the, you know, the Honey Boo Boo and a Natalie Porkman and things like that. And that's a different edge that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's, you know, we basically kind of make fun of, you know, pop culture, whether it's something that happens locally, something that happens nationally. It's kind of like, you know, the headlines pretty much write themselves, and then we just kind of, you know, surf the sites to figure out who the dog of the day is going to be, you know. And honestly, you know, it's, you know, we're 5 years into it, and there's times where, you know, we've done a Britney Spears 4.0 at this point because, you know, if she keeps screwing up, we keep making hot dogs.
The trailer park dog, you mentioned the American cheese, bacon, coleslaw, crushed Grippo's, barbecue potato chips, is absolutely delicious. But all these variations that you come up with, I'm amazed. What kind of research goes into putting together these savory bites?
I think a lot of it is just us kind of knowing what goes together. I mean, there's definitely trial and error when it comes to things, but, you know, the idea of, you know, taking something like a pork sausage and, you know, taking, you know, I don't know, like soft pretzels and beer cheese and doing things that kind of switching it up. And you're like, well, if soft pretzels go good with beer cheese, why wouldn't they go good on a sausage? And then you start thinking, well, you know, what else is really good is, you know, if you added maybe a little element of like, you know, barbecue or some sort of hot sauce in there, or instead of removing the pretzels, you do some fried okra. So it's just kind of, you know, what our whole thing is, you know, what's going to be really, really tasty, you know, and sometimes they're a little bit excessive, you know, I'm not going to lie about it, but, you know, that's the whole point
bit,
is, you know.
Just a little bit, Daniel?
That's the whole point of is making them, you know, fun, and I'm really proud of the guys and the dogs that they put forward, you know, because they're fun, you know, they're fun, and I think that's a lot of the reason of why people continue to come in and eat is, you know, just finding out what that dog of the day is.
And it's not all about hot dogs. Senate's Street and Savory also has other recipes in it, the famous lobster mac and cheese among them.
We got the mac and cheese. We basically told all about the sides that we do. Onion rings, which we don't traditionally serve at the restaurant. We do when we do kind of our booty and belly sandwich, but there's sandwiches in there, there's dogs in there. You know, basically there's the marrow butter for the steak, there's foie gras torchon, there's the bone marrow recipe. And then we also kind of put, you know, one of the other things that we're kind of, you know, known for are the cocktails that we do. So, you know, there's about 12 cocktails in the back of the book too, and some of the really fun ones that, you know, some that are always on the current menu, and then some that are, you know, fun little seasonal ones, but stuff that we think that people would really like.
And a whole section on encased meat, which I found pretty interesting, and some great tips there too. Why did you feel it was important to include that?
Because I think that, you know, I think, like I said, I wanted to make the book somewhat, I wanted to make it accessible to everybody. And I think that, you know, you could put the trailer park and some of the stuff, and you can put, you know, essentially toppings on hot dogs and say, oh, this is fun. And it becomes very something that you can throw hot dog related parties, and you can just put kind of a, you know, the whole buffet of different toppings and make it fun in that way. Or the book could be something incredibly different to you, which is, you know, this is how you make sausage. This is the traditional ways of doing it. And so it's really the degrees of how complicated we wanted to make it or how easy we wanted to make it. That's why, you know, like I said, we want to make a book that is kind of for everybody.
And Lana, what has been the reaction, you know, as the people are coming into the restaurant since you're front of the house? Have you gotten much reaction from the patrons of the restaurant about the cookbook?
I think they are really touched by our story, and they love, obviously, most of the recipes that are in there, the truffle fries. So many people walk up and say, you know what, I tried to make the truffle fries at home, or the mussels, and, you know, it's obviously trial and error, but I think just the whole story, the pictures, and I think that they just really like it as a whole.
I'm glad you brought up the pictures, Lana, because I read the story, and it wasn't until the end, and I was really struck by that story, Daniel, about how you, as a struggling chef, a cook, and a photographer friend getting together and saying, oh boy, when one of us makes it big, we'll work together and make a cookbook, and lo and behold.
I mean, it was a lot of, you know, drunken late nights as, you know, as a line cook. I mean, it's hard work. You're underpaid, and, you know, you're working, you know, 80, 90 hours a week just trying to get by. But I think that that's kind of that's what this industry is that you've got to kind of make your bones before you're actually ever going to kind of get anywhere in it. And I think that my friend was doing the same kind of thing, doing a lot of photography for free for people and just trying to get his foot in the door of a lot of different things. And, you know, it just so happens that, you know, at the same time I was kind of doing my thing in the culinary field, he was doing his thing in the photography field. So it was the obvious choice for who we wanted to do this book with. And it was, you know, it was actually relatively easy to do these shoots because, you know, I got to have my friend in from Chicago and hang out for a couple weekends and you know, put together a pretty good looking book.
Well, I love the way you sum it up, about the dream of a cookbook. And here it is, a cookbook that's more than the sum of its parts, something a little more personal. And I think that comes through in both the story and the photographs and the great food you serve at Sennett. So, well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Daniel Wright and his wife, Lana, from Sennett. They are also the authors of Sennett, Street and Savory, along with Courtney Satoris and Donna Covrette. You can find the cookbook where books are sold and at Books by the Banks today. WBXU is media partner for Books by the Banks, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Duke Energy Convention Center. Hope to see you there. I'll be there with a table for the book club at 91.7.
The Book Club at 91.7 wants to hear your voice. What is the scariest book you've ever read? You're invited to call the Book Club at 91.7 hotline, 352-9188, and leave a voicemail. You'll be prompted for your name, where you're from, and what book scared you the most and why. You may hear your answer on the air. What is the scariest book you've ever read? Call 513-352-9188 and share the shivers.
My scariest book, Cain's Blood by Jeffrey Gerard. Clones of the worst serial killers in history run rampant, and Gerard's descriptions of the mayhem are freaky. Cain's Blood by Jeffrey Gerard, my pick for the scariest book. What's yours? Let us know. Give us a call. And by the way, Gerard happens to teach high school English here in Cincinnati. Winner of the Hugo Award in 2013 for his book Red Shirts, his newest is titled Lock In, a conversation with John Scalzi after a short break here on the Book Club at 91.7.